Carletta D. Washington. Education for All's radio show has a goal to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., also our corporate sponsor, founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of the Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save Movement. Also, he is the DJ of the Nightly Spirit, a syndicated gospel radio program. So we'd like to first announce that if you have a product or a service for parents and families, or you want to become a program sponsor, please contact your host, me, Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A, at educationforallinc.com. Also, for resources, programs, scholarship links, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit the website at www.educationforallinc.com. We have recently updated the format of our magazine. I'm so happy about that, and definitely wanted to make some changes in that front cover. So I am blessed to say and proud to say that the front cover now has changed and has updated for the better. So I really encourage you to go into the website to see the new format of our Involved Parent magazine. If you have not read the current issue, please do so, because the next issue is coming out on November the 1st. So I always encourage people to go back, read previous issues of the magazine so that you can get a taste of what the authors are writing, and it can preview you for what's up to come. So definitely go on the website at www.educationforallinc.com to see the current issue of Involved Parent magazine and to see that brand new cover. And then also be sure to read the magazine on the 1st of November when the next edition comes out. And just briefly, one of our readers said that they read it from start to finish, cover to cover, and it was about a 35, 40-minute read. So that is really nice to know. I really appreciate that reader for letting me know that, because that's the information I can pass on to you. We know that when there are magazines, some of us, we really don't want to read. Somebody could tell it to us or we could see a picture, we're much better for it. Sometimes I'm that way, even though I was an English teacher by trade, but it's nice to know that the reader saw that it was quick reading. So parents, you can read the articles in any order. You don't have to go in any particular order. Find a topic that fits you and your interests first, then continue with the rest of the articles. And or start from cover to cover, as the other reader did, and it's a quick read, and it's online. It shows very well on your smartphone, your laptop, your tablet, your desktop. So feel free, again, please visit the website, www.educationforallinc.com, so that you can read the current edition of Involved Parent magazine and prepare for the upcoming edition on November 1st. Also, I wanted to let you know that Education for All Incorporated is experiencing yet some more restructuring. We are looking in the process of shifting from a comprehensive focus to a more specific focus of just parents. The magazine and the radio show are very near and dear to my heart, and those two items will be staying with the organization. But we're looking at potentially rebranding. So I just want to give you a heads up that in the upcoming weeks and months, you may hear a shift in the title of the program, and you may see not a different format, because the magazine and the radio are excellent. We do take suggestions, so if you have suggestions during this restructuring, just always let me know, Carletta at educationforallinc.com. But as far as a name change, we're working on name change and programming in terms of some of the other programs that we have done, just not maybe considering just having that focus, that singular focus on parents, because parents and education is very near and dear to my heart, and I want to continue to make sure that I put my efforts into focusing on assisting parents. We also have an upcoming parent meetup, which will take place on Saturday, November the 14th, and that will take place from 3 to 5 p.m. at the CIC at CET building, which is located at 20 South Sarah. It's right at the corner of South Sarah and Forest Park here in St. Louis, Missouri, and it's across from the IKEA. So for those who have visited IKEA, then you will be familiar with where the location is for the meeting. The meetup is $20, and we are also including refreshments in the meeting, as well as lots of fun, engaging things to do. And we're focusing on who should be in your child's village. So when we talk about who's in your child's village, we're looking at relatives, friends, families, family members, and other things outside of human contact that your child may come in contact with, such as computers. So, again, that is Saturday, November the 14th from 3 to 5 p.m., and you can get more information on our website at www.educationforallinc.com. Tickets start at $20, and if you have a spouse or a significant other, then just add on $10 for them, and you can purchase your tickets online securely through our PayPal system. And this is for all parents. If you are a grandparent taking care of kids, or you're foster and adoptive parents, or you may be from a blended family, so this is something that's for everyone. And then we have two quick announcements. I see that our caller who lost his mom is on the line with us. So we have been praying for you, Bob, and announcing your loss, and we are here to support you, and we're so glad that you're able to join us today. We also have another caller on the line who is personal for me, my aunt, and we have lost our uncle, and she, you know, her husband, Eddie Jordan Jr., has recently passed. The funeral services will be this week. And I have to mention him definitely because, not just because the two of them have been sponsors for the Education for All radio show, but because he had a great deal to do with my upbringing and many others. And that extended to even boyfriends and friends who would visit their home, just spreading the love of Jesus Christ to them and making sure that we were aware of what God intended for us to do and to be. And I know that at my graduation from my doctorate, he had expressed just how proud of me he was, and he brought to remembrance dreams that I had mentioned to him of wanting to, write plays and so forth. And so, you know, that is very comforting at that moment. And, you know, you can never find words of comfort for anyone who experiences a loss. But I know that my aunt knows that, we all love him and we will all miss him. And we know that she will do the same, but, you know, in a much different way than the rest of us who knew him as our uncle or as a friend or even as a father. So our hearts go out to her tonight and at the rest of their family as they prepare for the services. And I definitely thank them for their support of all the things that I've done in my life, and he's just a blessing to have. And those who didn't get to know him, well, you missed out. Those of us who did, at times we felt like, well, we could do without. But then when you look back, you really appreciate the love and the seeds of wisdom and knowledge that he planted into our hearts. So, and callers, always remember, if you are experiencing things, I love to hear your news, to share it, and just to let you know how important you are to me and to the show and to the other parents and family members who are listening to the show each week, because we all go through something, and a lot of times those stories and testimonials are needed to help other people get through. And with our show, you know, so far we've mentioned a person having lost his mother and another having lost her husband. Well, those relate to this show. This is all about parenting and raising kids and building stronger relationships, and which ultimately impacts our kids' education. We have to remember that when our kids lose family members, really no matter what age, but if we talk about in particular those who are preschool through college, it really does have an impact on them. And so I encourage those family members who experience that loss, or you know someone who has, definitely keep in touch with them, make sure that they are doing well. And it never hurts that if counseling is needed, to also encourage that loved one to seek assistance if they're students, you know, through their school counselor or another outside source, so that they can go through their grieving process and still be able to focus on the other things that is required of them while they're still living. Okay, so today we're talking about decluttering your household. And decluttering, we want to talk about what it is and what it allows you to do. Now, decluttering, there is so much, when we talk about clutter, you know, what is clutter? There are two definitions that I want to give. So first is anything that you haven't used in the previous 6 to 12 months. You know, we all have those things, and that's what the gurus of decluttering and household living talk about, is if you haven't used it in 6 to 12 months, that's a good rule of thumb. And I know for us women, sometimes we haven't used things because maybe we put on weight, and that's been one of my issues. You know, I put on the weight, and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to lose it. And the losing never happens. Or you hold on to things that they seem important for the moment, but, you know, in the long run, there's really no value. You know, there's no real sentiment to it, you know. Or we look at, oh, I got this from my boyfriend or girlfriend, you know. We talk about our kids, or even us as adults, and sometimes you have to go way back, look at those things, and then decide, what value is this bringing to my, you know, to my life at this point? Also, anything not of particular value or worth, which I just mentioned, which ties into number one, you know, what is it worth? I mean, is it an antique? Is it a name brand that's worth some money? Is it you know, the superheroes is connected to, you know, the comics. I mean, what is there any value in that particular item? If it's something you can just get somewhere else at any time, probably not something that you really want to keep saving or hanging on to. And so make sure that you look at things from a realistic point of view. You know, if you haven't used it in 6 to 12 months, do you ever see yourself using it? And sometimes when we talk about clothes, things go out of style anyway. Or if you love to shop, and I'm not a shopper, but if you love to shop, you'll probably buy just as many things, you know, as you give away or get rid of. So, you know, keep that in mind. It's an opportunity for you to get something new. Also, one thing that my husband and I have been looking at when we give away some things is really, you know, we'd look at, well, you know, we got our value and our blessing from it. Now it's time for us to bless somebody else, you know. And I know they always say you don't want to give people your junk. You know, I've had things where it's a piece of furniture, nice, start out really nice, but then along the way you get those scratches and dents and dings, or a bicycle, you know, that I've really, I wasn't riding much anyway, and then it definitely showed the fact that I was not a bike rider, with the seat being torn and a lot of scrapes on the frame of the bike. But those are two things we sat outside, and I know some people get upset when people come through their trash, you know, before trash day in certain neighborhoods. But for me, you know, if somebody else can find a blessing in it, then more power to them. So I have no problem setting something out. Now, I wouldn't give that to the Goodwill and expect somebody, you know, to pay for it. But I do put it on a curbside, and people swoop it up, you know, because it's of some value for them. If they're willing to invest the money and put it together, fine. If it just sits out there, it goes in the trash, well, you know, it goes in the trash because it wasn't that good. But things that are good, then we'll pass to family members or friends, or we'll donate to the Goodwill and other causes. But if it's something that's not too bad, quite honestly, a lot of times you can just put it out on, you know, for trash, and you'll find somebody who sweeps neighborhoods coming through. And that's how people get some really good stuff. So don't get offended. You know, if you're not using it, somebody else can find a blessing out of it. That's wonderful. But again, use that as a rule of thumb. If you haven't used it in 6 to 12 months, or it has no particular value or worth, you know, then it's probably something you want to get rid of. Now, with decluttering, it really allows you to do several things. And this is important, you know, with our households, because children model what they see. And if the parents and caregivers are sloppy, junky, cluttered, you know, and I don't mean those in any way disrespectful or to talk about anybody in a rude way. But, you know, if those kind of describe, you know, messy, kind of describe how your room, your home is, your car, your kids pick up on that. And it translates over into school. That's where we get the kids who can't keep a desk clean, or their book bags or their lockers aren't clean. They can't find papers and homework. And, you know, sometimes with parents, if you look at your child's room, how you allow them to keep their room, even if your space is junky, how you allow your child to take care of their room and keep their room, that definitely translates into school. So if they have a clean room, clutter-free, more than likely their desk for the little ones at elementary, their book bags for the older ones, and their lockers, you know, at middle and high will be neat as well. But decluttering, it allows you to acquire much-needed space. When you get rid of something that you're not using, boom, you've got space for something else to go in its place. And for some of us who may be minimalists, maybe we didn't want anything in that space anyway, but, you know, it's a nice, clean space whether something goes in that space or not. Also, it allows you to save time. When things are organized into different little caddies and corners and shelves and so forth, or baggies, you have saved time. You don't have things all over and having to go through it, dig through that pile, sort through that pile, trying to find things. And I know I was one of those people. I was a fan of the junk drawer for years. You know, as a kid, I had my junk drawer. Everything went in there, and that junk drawer followed me into adulthood. And I know some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I would say, but it's neat. It's organized. I know where it is. I know I can look on the top, and I'll find this. I can look towards the middle, and then there's that. And then everything that's older is definitely on the bottom. So we kind of justify that. But still, the point is you have to go through all of that junk just to find what you need. Whereas if everything's in a folder, or it's on a shelf, it's in a place where it should be, you don't have to dig through all of that saying it should be in this pile. And at first, pile is about a good inch to 2 inches, maybe even 3 inches, you know. Also, you can regain a sense of peace and order. When you don't have to go through all of that clutter, there is a sense of peace and order because you can just get things right away. You don't have to search for them and spend extra time. It's just right there, and you feel at peace because, honestly, you know, I don't have to clean up anything today. You know, or everything is in its place, or it was messy all week, but now it's organized. And for those of you who know that feeling, like I do, when you can give your house a really good cleaning and you just sit back and say, wow, you know, I am tired, but it was worth it. There's just this sense of peace and calmness that comes over you. Also, it allows you to be a role model for your children. We talked a little bit about this earlier. Definitely, whatever you do, your kids do, they see it, they do it, and we can't always tell them, you know, do as I say and not as I do. At some point, you really do have to model what it is you expect of your children to do. Now, they may not hold on to it, but at least you can say that you did it. You know, you taught them, you gave them examples, you modeled it, they saw it. Now when they get to be an adult, it's really up to them to determine what they're going to use in order to be successful with raising, with, well, caring for themselves and then raising their children. And then the last thing I talked about earlier was blessing others. You know, sometimes we hold on to things and we're not using them, but somebody else could really be blessed by that. So whether it's passing it on to somebody who has very little or donating it to an organization so that organization can help further its cause and mission to help others who are less fortunate, or and have employees, because that's important too. You know, sometimes we look at these charities and say, well, I really don't want to give to them. But think about the employees. I'm not talking about CEOs at the top, but those who are working the cash registers, those who are stocking the shelves, you know, those are average people who really, really need the jobs and who are sometimes participants of those programs. And so that becomes a training ground for them. It keeps them off the street. It keeps lights on for them and their families. It feeds their families. You know, and for some of them, they may be going through recovery. So it helps to keep them occupied so that their mind isn't on trying to dull their depression through drugs or alcohol or try to sell it to make an income because they can't get a job the decent way. So keep that in mind. You know, we are helping to keep people employed by donating to these charities. And whatever anybody else does with that at the top, you know, we really can't, we can't control. You know, there are ways to maybe get on boards and write letters and so forth. But basically, you know, just think about, I'm helping to keep this person employed, you know, who really needs the job to take care of their family. And, you know, if you're putting it out curbside, somebody else gets it. You know, it doesn't really matter that maybe they're going to fix it up, invest a few dollars in it to fix it up, refurbish it, whatever, and then sell it. They may decide to sell it for extra profit. They may decide to keep it for themselves. They may decide to gift it to a family member. Maybe that bike that I put out there was going to go to somebody's child or somebody's niece or nephew or grandchild. I don't know. But, you know, it's exercise. Somebody else is going to get the benefit of exercising on that bike and staying healthy, living a healthier life. So we really have to start looking beyond what we see and what we know and think more outside of the box in terms of how can we help people and be of assistance. So for me, it doesn't bother me if somebody picks up the trash. I mean, I put it out in the trash, and my trash is going to be picked up whether there's a bike or not. You know, it's going to get picked up whether I put out a table or not. But if somebody else can be blessed by it and they see that it can benefit them or someone they know, it works for me, you know. So let's look at what we have in our closets. The reason I wanted to talk about this topic is because fall is here, you know, and we are pulling out those sweaters. You know, by the end of the day, sometimes you need a T-shirt or a tank top, but, you know, we're starting to pull out those sweaters and the boots, and we've got all this summer stuff and spring stuff, and I know today it's extremely popular to layer, so you hold on to that and just put your little tank top or T-shirt up under a sweater, you know, you're good to go. Whereas years ago, you just didn't do that. It was summer clothes were for summer, winter were for winter, and so forth. But I want to encourage you, we talk about spring cleaning, but we don't always talk about fall cleaning. And then as the holidays come up, particularly Christmas, where some of us who have children and grandchildren, even those with nieces and nephews, you're buying them stuff, especially if they're under 12 or 13, you know, you can still find something to buy them. besides a gift card, they'll appreciate it. But, you know, so think about what can you start giving away now, so that way you have room and you know what you can, what space you have, you know, for things to go into your home come December, especially with your children. So if you have ideas and tips or comments, feel free to share those. We have a few minutes, about 4 minutes before the show ends. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, how you doing?
Yes, caller. I'm doing fine.
Oh, yes. The first time I should extend my condolences to you and your family. Because I've met Uncle Eddie.
Thank
you so much. Yeah, great guy. I think I met Uncle Eddie when I first met you around that time. You know, really, really great guy. And it's a loss. And like I said, part of life, I'm still kind of getting over my, you know, we're dealing with it. You know, a personal loss. Yeah. But I want to add that, what's the old adage, but they said somebody's trash is somebody else's gold.
Right. One man's junk is another trash. Junk is another man's trash, I think. Yeah.
Because I've actually spoken to people that, you know, they go through, well, you know, when there's big items day, they will go through the neighborhoods and kind of, you know, look for things. And he was telling me at some of the places where the, like, the mansions, the big houses, well, people will put out, like, brand TVs. And, you know, he'll ask, well, why don't you put this out? This is a perfectly, you know, good television. And they said, we're just tired of looking at it. Or it was a gift from an ex, you know. And they just put it out. And then they were just telling you how much you can find in gold. And then a lot of times, you know, for, like, metals and stuff like that, whatnot, you know. But I kind of do the rule, like, if you do get, like, a new item of clothing, it's to give away an old one. So that kind of balances out. Yeah, you know, so give away it. And that'll kind of cut down the clutter. Because a lot of times I'm kind of a pack rat. I like to hold on to things. I mean, like newspaper clippings. I mean, it was just silly, you know. Stuff that's probably on a computer now, you know. Ebony magazine, you know. I said, well, this might be worth something.
Yeah.
You know, it's just basically a magazine that's just getting older and older, and you know, it kind of turns its colors. I'm so glad you have this show, because it is so easy. The next thing you know is you're overwhelmed by all this clutter. I mean, really, you're practically overwhelmed. It's like, you know, where do I start? You know, and you put, like, things that have sentimental value, like, you know, this is my first notebook in college. You're just silly.
Right.
And then you just have to say, wait a minute, you know. I don't know if you've seen those TLC shows where the people are living in clutter where they can't even go in their kitchen.
Hoarders. Yeah.
I mean, with somewhere where they, you know, start, you know, attracting mice and other rodents. I mean, they're living that clutterly, you know. But once you do, Carlotta, once you do, like, let's say you clean up the clutter, whatever, you do feel much better.
You really do.
You know, because I don't know if it's saying, well, you know, this is just less garbage. I mean, I don't know, but do you feel much better when you, you know, it might be kind of hard.
You really do.
Yeah. It's therapeutic. I mean, really.
It really is. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and like I said, we're taking on the. So I think the thing that I want to hang on. you can never have too many of them. That can never clutter. You know, your brushes.
Right.
I mean, but this has stuff on you. Yeah, I mean, shoes that will never come back, but you want them to come back. And sometimes it's so old, they come back. It's like, please, this is a stop. But you look at the shoe, it's clean, you know.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling.
Well, thank you for the kind words. And like I said, my condolences to your family. And
thank you.
Oh, wow. I'll tune in next week.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. And I'm glad to call and mention next week we have one of our writers of the Involved Parent magazine, Ms. Billy Matthews, coming on next week as a special guest. She focuses on STEM education, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. It's really important. There is a huge push to have young girls, and particularly girls of color, involved in STEM education. And so I want you to tune in next week to hear Billy. And also, you know, again, look at the magazine. She's one of the writers. She has a great article that's online, and she'll have another great one, I'm sure, coming up in the new edition of the magazine. So thank you so much. And decluttering, yes, we love the memories, but if we're not using it or if it brings no real value, then it might need to go so that it can bless someone else. Or if nothing else, if it's trash, it can be recycled and it can be turned into something else. You would be surprised what they do with recycled paper or what they can make out of other items, metals and so forth, that are recycled. But also contact your local city council and they can tell you when there are electronic recycling days and when there are days for recycling paint and recycling all kinds of things that you may have just laying around the house and in your garage and storage bins. So take care. Thank you again for joining us. Again, our hearts go out to the Jordan family. And also we are excited that we have had Bob to join us back, and we just continue to pray for your recovery and the loss of your mom. So thank you again. Please tune in. Join us next week on the 25th for Billy Matthews discussing STEM education. And also remember to visit the website so that you can register for the Evolve Parent Squad meetup, which will take place on November 14th from 3 to 5 p.m. We're talking about who's in your child's village, and we're also featuring my book, A Mother's Reflection, Protecting Your Child from Harmful Influences. Thank you, and I pray favor upon parents everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success in this upcoming week. See you next Sunday. Nothing on you.